Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here, and Yetzer Hashem, we will be starting a new melacha, the melacha of Hayitzah on Shabbos, which loosely translated, it means carrying. But the truth is, Hayitzah doesn't dafka mean carrying, it means transferring any item from place to place. And it's shayich even derech malbush. Like the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, that someone goes out with a talis that didn't finish making the tzitzis. The halacha is chayav v'chatos. Even though he wore it outside, but since this thing is chayav and tzitzis, and right now the strings are not kosher tzitzis, it's considered carrying and chayav v'chatos. So Yetzer Hashem, so you see from there that Hayitzah does not mean dafka carrying something, a load. It means you're transporting something from place to place, which in certain cases are usher, like a shirabim or a shusayachit or shirabim. We'll see, Yetzer Hashem. And it's very negay the halakas of Hayitzah. It's negay certain malbushim, certain clothing, certain jewelry, tachshitim, gloves, watches, and extra buttons, all different things, wearing jackets over your shoulder, all different halakas. You'll be surprised how many halakas are negay in the malacha of Hayitzah. And Yetzer Hashem, through this Urim, we will get a clarity in these halakas. So before we start, just b'kitz and nimrets to give the ikar halachas very quickly, the ikar halachas of what's the issa haitzah and avara on Shabbos. So it's awesome in our Torah to take a chayfetz from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah means a private domain that has four walls, and it's a private domain, and it goes into Rosh Hashanah, which is not a walled area, and Rosh Hashanah usually means there's 600,000 people there. If it's less than 600,000 people, if it's some shita, it's only a carmelis, but we consider in halacha, a carmelis is the same thing like Rosh Hashanah. So you're not allowed to carry from your house into the street because that's a problem carrying from a shishiyachid to a shishirabim. And the same thing you're not allowed to bring from a shishirabim to a shishiyachid. You can't go in and can't go out. You can't be carrying something from your house into the street and from your street into your house. Another halacha, in the shishirabim alone, you're not allowed to carry something for 4 amos. You're not allowed to transport something for 4 amos, which is approximately 6 feet. We have to go to Chumrah. You should not walk in the shishirabim carrying something for 6 feet. And Be'ikar the Raisa, the halacha is only if you pick it up in the Shusharabim and you put it down in Shusharabim. Or you pick it up in the Shusharabim and you put it down in Shusharabim. Or you're walking the street. You pick it up in Shusharabim, you walk 4 amas, you put it down. That's the Raisa. But Midrabanan, even if you don't do Akira Vahanacha, there's still a Issa Drabanan to carry without Akira Vahanacha. And the same thing for bringing in and out, without Akira Vahanacha, there's still a Issa Drabanan. Now, this din is also the same Isidra Abanon, is also where Akira Nacha, is also by a Carmelis, is the same halacha. Now, you're not allowed to say, you know, I want to carry something. You only let it carry less than 4 amas, so I'll carry something in the street by stopping every 4 amas. I'll pick it up, and after 5 feet, put it down. Pick it up again, and after 5 feet, put it down. Pick it up, and after 5 feet, put it down. And this way, I can carry in Shirabim, because I'm going less than Dalat Amas. So in Shulchan Aruch, it's paskind that you're not allowed to do this. What's the reason? Because you might come to carry 4 amas, but you're allowed to carry one time less than 4 amas. That's the halacha. And this halacha, they now do pachis, even in a carmelis, it's also to do such a thing. Now, this whole halacha of Hayitzah is only if I carry it in the right derech. But if I carry it shloi kederech, then it won't be issa deraisa, only issa derabanan. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is that the halacha is for a chayla. You're allowed to do a melacha derabanan with a shinui. You're allowed to do melacha derabanan with a shinui. So therefore, if you're carrying in a carmelis, which is only with derabanan, and you want to carry medicine, if you put it into your hat or into your sock, where there you're carrying it shaloi kedarkai, that would be mutter. The same thing would be in a case where it's a tzarech gadol, tzarech mitzvah gadol, or for tzar, makim tzar, you'd be allowed to tell a goy to carry something b'shinui, even in Shirabim, as long as he's doing a shinui, because if he carried shaloi kederech, a carrying, that makes it into Rabbanon, but that's for a sugya mir l'akav, you have to ask a shayla, which is bringing out this point, that if it's b'shinui, you put it into your sock, you put it into your hat, you tie it on your neck, these type of things are all considered shaloi kederech, and those things will only be awesome in Rabbanon, and the nafkamina would be is, if it's another Rabbanon, it might be mutter makam chayli, or b'makam amir l'akav.